Hello, and welcome to English Speaking Partners, a program brought to you by Radio Onde Quadre from the Politecnico di Torino in Turin. Now at the Politecnico di Torino, there are students from many different countries and cultures, and English is becoming more and more common as an international language. In the English Speaking Partners project at the Politecnico, students meet up to speak in English, talking about themselves and aspects of their backgrounds and their experiences, which can sometimes be very different and are always very interesting. In this series of programs, English Speaking Partners, students from this program, will be talking together about topics such as music, food, customs and traditions, and sharing their knowledge and experience. Today, Maurizio, who comes from Biella, near Turin in northern Italy, will be talking to Jamal from Hyderabad, near Karachi in Pakistan. Today's topic is music.
Hi everyone, hi world, hi Turin, how are you all? Hey Maurizio, how are you?
Hi, very well, thanks. I am Maurizio, and you? What do you think about today?
Today it has been raining since last 4 days, so I really don't think anything else but the rain.
Okay, exactly. The rain is terrible nowadays.
It is going on and on and on, and I don't know how long it will go on for. Anyway, how was your day?
Very well, thanks. And today we can talk about our topics.
What are we going to talk about? Music?
Music, very interesting.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's something that unites every human being on in this globe, right? We all share music. You like music, I like music, and hopefully the listeners also like music. That's why they are tuned in onto this radio station. So, what sort of music do you like, do you prefer?
Well, generally I love music, but if I want to decide something, I want classical music and opera music.
Ooh, that's too much for your age, isn't it, Maurizio? You are a young man, come on, you should be into rock and pop, man.
It's not boring music, but it's
No. I didn't mean to say it's boring, but anyway, tell me something about this classical music and the opera music that you're talking about.
Yes, well, classical music and opera music was all the music of Europe. And nowadays, unluckily, they aren't very popular. Okay. But I believe that beauty can have a most future in our country.
Okay.
Also in yours, if you want.
Yeah, you're right. So, I'll tell you about some sort of music that I prefer. Usually, there's a lot of cultural music in Pakistan also, but then there is a lot of rock and pop also. As far as the cultural music, there is a lot of Sufi music that we are into, and maybe I'll play some of it today. Maybe a little of the combination of the Sufi music and the rock and pop. Because that's a lot happening thing there in our country. What do you think? Is there the same combination of music going on in Italy also? The combination of the new music, the hit going thing on, and the cultural music, isn't it?
Yes, there is a very interesting link between different kind of music. For instance, Pavarotti has exactly linked classical music and especially opera with rock music.
Really?
Really, very interesting.
That's a rock opera or what? What do you call it?
It's a mixture, very interesting mixture.
That's
exactly.
Great. I mean, sometime we should together listen to it, isn't it?
And in your country, what's the most popular instruments?
There are new instruments, old instruments. Let me show you. Let me play one of the songs. Let's see here. Okay, but this is a song which contains the old and new instruments. So maybe you'll have a better idea as to what sort of instruments we are using. Once I'm done with the song, I'll be talking about what sort of instruments we are playing in. Let's hear it.
Ah.
Jamal, who is the singer?
But tell me, did you like the song?
Yes, it's fantastic, absolutely.
This is
the music
my
is
choice,
fantastic.
Man. This is my choice. Okay, let me tell you something about the song. It is sung by a band called Fusion. And the singer is called Shafkat Amanatali. He's one of the most famous singers back home. And, you know, you can see he does magic, is it? Doesn't he?
Yeah.
Wasn't the song
awesome? He's a male.
Awesome?
Yeah.
Yes, he's a male, and you can understand the intensity of the music, the sound, and everything.
Also, the power of voice.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you a little about it. This music, this song was mainly done using the guitar and the keyboard and the drums. What do you call it? The modern instruments? Yes. But I have also one more song for you that I'll play later on, which will be with some of the classical instruments.
Oh.
But yeah, that will be great. I hope you'll like it also. Mariji, what about you? What sort of music you are going to share with me today, and what do you have today?
Well, as you, I love classical music, and especially when one man can make see the power of his voice. And for instance, this track is very interesting because we can hear the voice of this man, his power.
Yeah.
And this music can touch your heart,
soul,
not only your mind.
Exactly.
And it's also interesting to know that classical music is linked with modern music.
Yes, it is true.
The instruments are linked.
Yes, you're right. Because this modern music comes from the classical music. So the classical music is of course at the origin of all the music that we hear today. So what do we have from you? Let's talk about what you are going to play today.
Well, I've talked about the power of a singer.
Mm-hmm.
And now I want to talk about the big Luciano Pavarotti. You know Luciano Pavarotti?
No, tell me about Luciano Pavarotti. Come on.
You cannot know this man. Well, it's he's fantastic. Unluckily, he isn't here,
okay.
But he has writes the history of opera music.
Wow.
Yes, absolutely. He has a big power in his voice,
mm-hmm.
and he can touch not only your body, your dream when he sings, but also your
soul.
Your
wow.
soul, exactly.
That's cool.
And now I want that you listen one track of he, the
okay.
most popular. He's very famous.
Okay. What's the name of the track?
Oh, Sole Mio.
Sole Mio. What does it mean, Sole Mio?
My son.
My son?
Oh, my son. Yeah.
Oh, my son.
Exactly.
Wow.
It's a fantastic and traditional song
okay.
from Naples. And
okay.
now you can see and hear it,
okay.
and then think and say me about it.
Okay, let's hear it. What does Maurizio has got?
Okay.
Sole se ne scende, mi viene quasi la malinconia. Wow!
Wow!
Tell me about it,
Jamal.
Maurizio, tell me about it.
Well, you can see and feel the power of this man.
Wow! Really? Wow.
Awesome. The power of voice that can not only touch your mind, but also your head, your soul.
Yes,
and you can dream and imagine what you want.
Mm.
For instance, I hear this music when I want to study,
oh.
but my mind is very confused.
Don't tell me when you have exams you listen to opera. Come on.
Yes, exactly.
Really?
Perfect.
Okay.
Especially in the evening.
Hello.
I mean, do you pass the exam?
Yeah, generally, yeah.
Okay.
Because this music can give you more force to pass this exam.
Wow.
When your mind is totally KO, this music give you the power.
Wow.
And then you can have more chance.
Maybe we can talk about with the professor playing opera in the class other than giving the lecture.
It can be a very nice
It can
idea.
Be a very nice thing. Yes, yes, you're right, you're right. So, have you really gone to an opera, a show?
Yes, yes, yes. But for instance, here in Torino and also in Italy, you can see this track very long, two hours generally.
Okay.
And during this track, there are a lot of singers with a lot of instruments.
Okay.
And they explain and they talk in Italian, unluckily for you.
I'll take you with me, no problem.
But also you can hear this fantastic song.
So when you really want to listen to opera, you go to a show or you buy DVDs, CDs. What do you do? What is it?
I buy DVDs, exactly. And then I can watch it with a computer at home.
Okay.
And you, have you ever been in a concert?
Yes, I've been into so many concerts. Back home, universities are very good places to organize these concerts. Maybe once in a semester, we have a big concert and then we invite so many big singers and you know, the guys rock with the music. And but then it's usually the fast music, because for a slow music, for a classical music, there are no such big concerts. You usually have to go to small we call it in Urdu mehfil. Mehfil means a small gathering of a few people, and where the singer is invited especially to sing for into that
a very close group
of people and very selected people who can actually understand and appreciate the sort of music which is being played, because everyone is not into a lot of that music. So well, I have got something for you which is a combination of classical and a little too modern. Let me play it for you. It is by a band called Jal, one of the famous bands. Well, let me tell you, Jal means water. It means water in Urdu, and in Hindi it means water. So I'm going to play a number from them, and let's hear it out.
लहरों से गहरा है मेरा लहराओं की हवाओं में कैसे आएगी बहार. फिर क्यों है ये तन्हाई, कैसी है ये रुसवाई.
This sound is fantastic.
Do you like it?
Yes, but I think that this kind of music can create a fantastic atmosphere.
Yeah,
for it creates
a lot of atmosphere, fantastic atmosphere. You know, in concerts, there are so many girls, and you know the concerts become whoa with a lot of girls. Usually, I don't know about Italy, but in Pakistan, the girls are like the most important part of a concert, and the male singers are being liked by them so much, so girls are crazy about them. This band, which is called Jal, they've got so many girls who are their wow fans.
Wow. Yeah, it's really very important in the course.
Of course, it's very important for the girls, and it's very important for the band also, because
for the male
from the boys they just get a lot of woo-ha, but for the girls they get, you know, come on man, you understand a lot. Okay, what about Italian girls? Do they go to operas, concerts, or they stay at home?
Unluckily, opera is most popular, mm-hmm. and in fashion only about old people generally. And
wondering why do you go to opera?
It's terrible, the situation of girls in this place, because there are always old guys, granny and grandfather. Not good for me.
Okay.
But while in your country, when you go to the concert with you, you can have a girl?
Yes, why not?
Wow.
You can go in couples, you can go with friends, friends including both girls, boys. And when the good thing is for these concerts, if you go in big groups, like 8 or 10 friends together, it's a lot of fun. Let me tell you, it's a lot of fun. Because if you are going alone, you're not going to enjoy a lot of it. Of course, the music is good, but then you need friends to enjoy the music which is being played. So it's very important. What about here? Do girls go in the concerts?
Yes, generally, especially in a rock concert, the girls are absolutely typical.
But yes. Then you don't go to rock concerts. What's up with you, Maurizio? What's up?
But when I more or less young, because I'm young,
yes.
But in my past, I loved rock music. And in this concert, we can see exactly girls.
Wow.
But now I want to talk you mm-hmm. about another song.
Yes, I think you have got one more song. Tell me about this song. I think it's from a film.
Yes. You know that Italy is famous all around the world also about their films.
Okay.
Especially in the past, mm-hmm. about Old West film.
Okay.
With the guns.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Wow, that's cool.
And Ennio Morricone was, and is, one man that has created a very nice song about this film.
Okay.
And now you can hear and then think to me, what do you
this,
think?
This Ennio Morricone is a singer or a music director or what? What he is?
He is a music director, yes.
Okay, a very famous music director?
Very famous, in Italy, absolutely very famous.
Where is he from, south or north?
From, I don't know, he's from Italy, and now you can hear it.
Okay, let's hear it.
Thank you.
Okay, well, it's been great to hear about what's going on in Pakistan and in Italy for music, and both the traditional and modern aspects of music in these cultures. But it sounds as if concerts are also a good place to meet members of the opposite sex. Maybe Maurizio should check out some rock concerts in the future, and I'm not convinced that Jamal is into opera yet. However, next time on English Speaking Partners, the topic will be food and customs that exist around eating, cooking, weddings, drinking, and all sorts of things. See you next time on English Speaking Partners.